And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 24th of August, 2009. It's the birthday of the all-time best-selling Portuguese-language author. Books have sold more than 100 million copies in over 150 countries. He's in the Guinness Book of World Records for most translated book by a living author. His name is Paulo Coelho, born in Rio de Janeiro, 1947. Best known for his novel, The Alchemist. He was the son of an engineer, educated by Jesuits, decided in high school, wanted to be a writer. Told his mother, she said, "My dear, do you actually know what it means to be a writer?" Well, he did some research when he was a teenager, young Paulo, and he concluded that a writer always wears glasses and never combs his hair, and has a duty and an obligation never to be understood by his own generation. His parents were opposed, and they committed Paulo Coelho, at the age of 17, to a psychiatric institution. He escaped three times. He was recommitted by his parents each time, finally released when he was 20. He went to law school, as they wanted him to do, dropped out in the first year, started living a nomadic life, traveled all through South America, up to Mexico, to Europe, North Africa, came back to Brazil. He was a songwriter for a time, wrote leftist lyrics for which he was arrested for subversive activities in 1974, put in prison, tortured. In 1986, Paulo Coelho decided to do a 500-mile Christian pilgrimage walk in Spain called El Camino de Santiago, the pilgrimage to the cathedral where the remains of the Apostle St. James are said to be buried. And it made Coelho realize that he was not fulfilling his dream to be a full-time writer. Came back to Brazil, wrote a novel, The Pilgrimage, based on the one in Spain, and then the following year published the book that made him famous, The Alchemist, a book that begins, "The boy's name was Santiago. Dust was falling as the boy arrived with his herd at an abandoned church. The roof had fallen in long ago, and an enormous sycamore had grown on the spot where the sacristy had once stood. He decided to spend the night there." It's an allegorical tale. Shepherd boy goes to Egypt. Along the way, has a spiritual transformation and gets advice from all sorts of wise characters. The Alchemist went on to become one of the best-selling books in history. It came out in this country in the early 1990s. Paulo Coelho, who said, "At a certain point in our lives, we lose control of what's happening to us and our lives become controlled by fate. That's the world's greatest lie." He said, "To realize one's destiny is a person's only obligation." Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchee, entitled Moving Day. While sitting home one night, I hear burglars fiddling with the lock. This is what I've been waiting for. I run around to the back and open the door, invite them in, and pour some drinks. I tell them to relax, and I help them off with shoes and masks. In a little while, we're fast friends, and after a dozen toasts to J. Edgar Hoover, they begin to carry things out. I point to the hidden silver, hold the door as they wrestle with the bed, and generally make myself useful. When they get the truck loaded and come back inside for one last brandy, I get the drop on them. Using Spike's gun, I shoot them both and imprint Blackie's prints on the handle. Then I get in the van and drive away, a happy man. Moving Day by Ron Kirchee. From Making Love to Roger's Wife, Poems New and Selected, published by University of Arkansas Press. Used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.